Adam Burr, Executive Director, Minnesota Corn Growers Association.
Adam, let's talk about the legislature a little bit here, and some positive news first regarding something that Governor Dayton has gotten behind that's going to help farmers, and it's related to the buffer.
Yeah, you know, we've been short on positive news, it seems like, of late with a depressed economy and so forth, but Governor Dayton on Friday released a press release saying he would welcome legislation that Representative Paul Anderson and a counterpart on the Senate side sponsored. Property tax credit on buffers, and he said if that bill came to his desk, he would sign it. And it's something that was a priority for us going into session. It's something that I think remained unsolved or unresolved on the buffer issue is compensation. And so we went into session looking for a way to get compensation, and this property tax credit was something that made sense.
So that's something at the state level, but then there's also potentially some things federally, CREP, CRP, different ways in which farmers could also be compensated, right?
Yeah, CREP right now is probably the best avenue. CRP, you know, we're capped out on our acreage on CRP, so that's been a challenge. Of course, we see in the Farm Bill there's proposed increase in acreage there, and that's something, too, we were supportive of, hoping to find yet another avenue. Because right now, in terms of compensation for buffers, there's kind of limited options, which is why we were really pushing for this property tax credit.
Well, and let's break down this proposed property tax credit a little bit further and from a dollars and cents standpoint, what this could mean for somebody.
Yeah, well, we want to make it really simple. We looked at things like percentages and things like this, but this is just across the board. If you had to put in a buffer, whether you did it post 2015 when the law went into place or pre 2015 to be in compliance with the shoreland ordinance, you'll get a $50 per acre credit on your property taxes. And we just thought that was probably the cleanest approach on this, you know, looking at various ways of doing it. And that's what's in the bill right now.
It's been kind of a tumultuous session, the issue with Bowser, that this seemingly been resolved, but also the nitrogen fertilizer rule and what's next there. What can you tell us?
Yeah, it has been. We knew short session, but certainly no shortage of issues. And the latest development, too, last week in a hearing, the Department of Agriculture announced that they would be releasing the draft nitrogen rule this week. We anticipate seeing it Tuesday at the latest. It'll then go in the state register. It'll be posted in the state register the following week. But we suspect, from what the department has said, that we'll actually see the language this week. And that is something we actually wrote a letter to the governor here a few weeks ago, asking for a couple of things. So immediate release of the rule, as well as a 90-day comment period. And indications are from the department we will get a 60-day comment period, and we'll hopefully see the rule this week.
Tell our listeners about why an extended comment period, 60 or 90, is really important this time of year.
Well, we knew timing. Like, originally we anticipated we were going to be seeing the draft rule late winter, early spring. Well, here we are. You know, we're getting close to May now. We knew, anticipating folks would be in the field, would have limited access to being able to have a chance to really review that rule. And like we saw the 800 comments that were submitted last August when sort of the pre-draft rule came out, we wanted to make sure folks had an opportunity to comment this time. And knowing a 30 or even a day comment period puts us early June, that wasn't going to be ideal for folks to take a look at it and submit comments, particularly with, you know, looking at a late season here. So it was important to see that 60 and actually turn out might be a little more than 60 when you look at it.
Spring finally arriving, it appears, and farmers will be very, very busy here trying to play catch up a little bit as we near the end of April. Soil temps around the area, as you talk to corn grower members and get a sense of how far away things still are. I did see a cultivator moving along the road, so hopefully they can start to, you know, work that dirt a little bit, but probably conditions aren't fit yet to plant seed.
Yeah, our folks that I'm talking to, they're saying first week of May, if all things go well. I did see our folks up in the northwestern part of the state, because they didn't have the snow cover, I think they're actually going to beat our southern Minnesota folks, which is kind of unusual, but it's been an unusual spring too. But now all indications are, and of course look at social media, just like anyone else, it seems to be the best source of seeing a lot of soil temperature probes out there. It looks like first week of May at the earliest. Certainly these 60-degree temps and the warm nights are helping things.
Well, Adam, I sure appreciate your time. Thank you.
As always, thank you.